Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Friday, the 11th of February 2022 is Melville Fuller. Melville Weston Fuller, February 11, 1833, July 4, 1910, was an American politician, lawyer, and jurist who served as the 8th Chief Justice of the United States from 1888 until his death in 1910. Staunch conservatism marked his tenure on the Supreme Court, exhibited by his tendency to support unfettered free enterprise and to oppose broad federal power. He wrote major opinions on the federal income tax, the Commerce Clause, and citizenship law, and he took part in important decisions about racial segregation and the liberty of contract. Those rulings often faced criticism in the decades during and after Fuller's tenure, and many were later overruled or abrogated. The Legal Academy has generally viewed Fuller negatively, although a revisionist minority has taken a more favorable view of his jurisprudence. Born in Augusta, Maine, Fuller established legal practice in Chicago after graduating from Bowdoin College. A Democrat, he became involved in politics, campaigning for Stephen A. Douglas in the 1860 presidential election. During the Civil War, he served a single term in the Illinois House of Representatives, where he opposed the policies of President Abraham Lincoln. Fuller became a prominent attorney in Chicago and was a delegate to several Democratic national conventions. He declined three separate appointments offered by President Grover Cleveland before accepting the nomination to succeed Morrison Waite as Chief Justice. Despite some objections to his political past, Fuller won Senate confirmation in 1888. He served as Chief Justice until his death in 1910, gaining a reputation for collegiality and able administration. Fuller's jurisprudence was conservative, focusing strongly on states' rights, limited federal power, and economic liberty. His majority opinion in Pollock v. Farmers Loan and Trust Company, 1895, ruled a federal income tax to be unconstitutional. The 16th Amendment later superseded the decision. Fuller's opinion in United States v. E. C. Knight Company, 1895, narrowly interpreted Congress's authority under the Commerce Clause, limiting the reach of the Sherman Act and making government prosecution of antitrust cases more difficult. In Lochner v. New York, 1905, Fuller agreed with the majority that the Constitution forbade states from enforcing wage and hour restrictions on businesses, contending that the Due Process Clause prevents government infringement on one's liberty to control one's property and business affairs. Fuller joined the majority in the now reviled case of Plessy v. Ferguson, 1896, in which the court articulated the doctrine of separate but equal and upheld Jim Crow laws. He argued in the insular cases that residents of the territories are entitled to constitutional rights, but he dissented when, in United States v. Wonky Mark, 1898, the majority ruled in favor of birthright citizenship. Many of Fuller's decisions did not stand the test of time. His views on economic liberty were squarely rejected by the court during the New Deal era, and the Plessy opinion was unanimously reversed in Brown v. Board of Education, 1954. Fuller's historical reputation has been generally unfavorable, with many scholars arguing that he was overly deferential to corporations and the wealthy. While a resurgence of conservative legal thought has brought Fuller new defenders, an increase in racial awareness has also led to new scrutiny of his vote in Plessy. In 2021, Kennebec County commissioners voted unanimously to remove a statue of Fuller from public land, aiming to dissociate the county from racial segregation. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:48 UTC on Friday, the 11th of February 2022. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Melville Fuller. This podcast is produced by Arbulus May Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Arbulus May Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Emma Standard. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.